there was a guy I worked for years ago who was a retired Baptist pastor, and he was one of these guys who was very progressive and forward-thinking, and he was trying to figure out a way to get his very conservative Baptist pastor friend to invite a up-and-coming Christian rock band to play at their church. And he knew the guy wouldn't go for it if all he did was pitch the idea, I want you to have this Christian rock concert in your congregation. And so he went to him and he said, listen, I have this great idea for an evangelistic outreach. What we're going to do is we're going to bring in this Christian rock and roll band, and they have go-go girls, and they're going to be wearing mini skirts, and it's just going to be fantastic. They're going to be swinging off of poles, and one girl's going to be on a trampoline, and another girl's going to be doing this thing on a trap. And he pitched it this way to the pastor, and the pastor said, oh, no, there's no way I'm going to allow that kind of circus in my church. He says, all right, would you at least just let the rock and roll band come in and do their concert? We won't bring the go-go girls and the, you know, trapeze and stuff like that. He said, okay, I can do that. The way you fight this is by never making the compromise to begin with. If you don't compromise and understand that their technique is to short-circuit your thinking and get you to be able to make these little baby steps, they're going to be the ones in control. And when, after you've made a couple of baby steps, it's really easy to start making full steps towards capitulating to their agenda, which they knew all along they were trying to get you to, but knew that you wouldn't go for it if they had told you the whole thing up front.